sometimes we're just in the moment. And that's important. I think authentic leadership, though, calls for something more. For us to plan for the next generation, where we're asking ourselves, what's going to be the next level? After we leave, after we move on, what have we left to build upon? This is Pat Bosco on the campus of Kansas State University, where I served nearly 50 years as a university administrator, working with students and families. This podcast addresses our interest of wanting to be more authentic, more impactful in our daily lives, whether we're working with people, family members, or just our ability to respond to the day-to-day challenges of everyday life. Think for a moment how your entire orientation changes if you're thinking of not only the present, but the future. That you're looking to ensure that your good work is valued and is going to be passed on. How that changes the way you look at solving a problem or concern or addressing a challenge in today's very competitive and ever-changing marketplace. To have an orientation of what can I do only today, but what does this do for our future? That does change the way we look at the world. It gives us a chance to not only be in the present, but to foreshadow and to care about decisions we make today and the implications for tomorrow. Part of my fraternity's ritual is a phrase called paying the debt. And I'm sure it's not unique to a fraternity or sorority or to an organization that cares about the next generation. But our ritual calls for a pledge that we're always looking for someone that's going to join our organization that's going to be a little bit better than us. That you're constantly looking for a replacement. Now think about that. The beauty of that statement of saying that your role is not complete until you find your replacement. Until that happens, then your role isn't quite fulfilled. That you have an obligation to ensure that there's a foundation and there's a next generation. K-Staters may remember Mabel Strong. She was a residence hall director for a number of years, and the Strong Complex is named after her service to the university. Mabel had a campaign each year called Kiss a Frog, and that was her way of saying, you know, you can kiss frogs and they can become princesses and princes and they can make a difference. So she would challenge current leaders to look around for someone to touch, to kiss, so to speak, and encourage them to get involved. That was her way of ensuring that there'd be good turnover and that leaders are looking for the next generation of effective followers, team members, and leaders for our residence halls and our free university. That was Mabel's way of ensuring that we're constantly paying forward, or in my phrase, paying the debt.